Sydney Swans in the focus today of Matt Rendell's list committee, Blackwoods, for all your workplace safety. Matt Rendell, here we go. Sydney Swans, take them apart.
The term I'm going to use for Sydney Swans is you can't keep me down for long. They've been in the finals for 20-odd years, bar one, maybe two, the last year. Obviously, they had a poor year. But they have some of the best kids in the game who have all got plenty of games in them. So if we go through them, Blakey's going to be a star. Heaney already is. Mills needs to get a bit better. Not quite where I thought he'd be, but they're 23, those two, but they're ready to go. McCartan's been fantastic. I think Warner's going to be a really good player. Dylan Stevens playing on the wing through the midfield. Great. Rowbottom's been a revelation in the midfield for a late pick. Haywood played better footy a year or two ago, but look, I think he's been hamstrung by being basically a key forward in a team with no key forwards. So he will be better with Buddy back in the team. Florent, gun in the midfield. McInerney, wasn't he great when he came in and played this year? A breath of fresh air. Bell's played some good footy this year, and that was the advantage of them finishing where they finished, is that a lot of these players got a lot of footy into them. A couple of others that didn't play, Will Gould could play as a key third tall back. Unfortunately, Taylor, who we had high hopes for, Elijah Taylor, is it?
Yeah.
Has mucked up and back in Perth, and I think he's been – has he been delisted? I'm not sure.
I don't think he's officially been delisted, anyway, but there would be some doubt on him coming back.
Some doubt. So, but he's a real talent anyway. But and the bloke who's dropped off the pace after a ripping start's Ronk. Have I got that right, Twitterverse? Is it Ronky or Ronk?
You can probably save him both versions on that one.
Okay, so – here's also why they are heading on the way back up, because they've already got these kids in here. They're going to get they are at age 16th in the comp. So their age of their list is 16th. Their games is 15th. So all these kids I mentioned before are all going to play next year barring injury, and they will move up the ladder in the age and games, which is important to where you finish in the eight. What they need... they need another key back desperately. Now, they're talking about Alia going out, who played key back, and going to Port. So if he goes to Port, they should be swapping him for Sam Hayes, who I rate really highly as a ruckman. Now, Sam Hayes had a pretty average 18-year fell down the draft like you wouldn't believe. But I saw him play last year as a ruck. He did his knee. And in his first year. So I saw him play last year. They're desperate for another ruck. They've got Sinclair. They need another one. This bloke's ready to go. They should do a straight swap for Sam Hayes straight away. Fixes their ruck problem. They need another key forward. Obviously, you've got to assume that Buddy comes back and he's back somewhere near his best. He's a star Buddy. He'll be fit and ready to go, hopefully. Reed had a pretty good year, I thought, considering he was under the pump. And he finally played a lot of games. So he's very handy to have there. You got to put a good player on, Reed. Blakey plays as a tall, but can basically play anywhere he wants to play. Heaney can also play as a tall, and you have to put a marking player on both those players. McLean came in and did a few nice jobs at the end as a ruckman forward, mainly forward. I don't know where he sits next year with Buddy coming back, but they certainly need another key forward. And they'll be looking for that. Small forward, where they've got one of the best in the business in Papley and Ronk. I'm not sure where he sits. Running backs, they've got plenty. Mills, McInerney. Dawson had a great year. Lloyd always racks them up. Thurlow was pretty good. Wicks looked all right. Warner. Midfield, they need another midfield. Kennedy and Parker. Kennedy would be getting to his last year or two. Parker had a pretty good year. But Heaney, Florent, Rowbottom, Hewitt. Stevens, who plays more on the wing, and they use Clark as a bit of a tagger, but they need another couple of players in that midfield. But they have one of the best, highly talented group of five or six young players in the league, and they've got pick three in this draft. I would be really surprised if they didn't take someone like Denver Granger Barras from WA, who's a 195-196 key defender. I would expect them to take him, and they're going to get in Braden Campbell, who's a local player, a player I think he's probably the best kick I've seen in the draft ever. He is a magnificent-looking left-foot kick. It is poetry in motion. He can kick it 60, low and hard. He'll play on the wing for him next year. I expect him to be in the top 15, even though he didn't play much footy this year. He's going to be a great player for him. And another young player who plays on the wing, Errol Gordon. He's a smaller midfielder, another left-footer. Doesn't kick it nowhere near as good, but he is also a good player. They're going to get two really good local players in the draft. So they are heading back up the ladder. The most important thing is they changed their game during the year. So they played at the start of the year that really defensive Swans game. And obviously there was the big drama over the Richmond game when no one could score.
Yeah.
Midway through last year, they started to go fast. They started to take the game on. All these players look great. And I'm going, if they play like this, they will be a so much better team. Now, is that they played like that because of the way from the SCG? Does SCG stifle playing fast footy or taking the game on? I'm not particularly sure on that. If you've got Buddy, Heaney, Blakey in your forward line and Papley, you need to get the ball in quick because one-on-one they're going to beat most of their opposition.
That did happen quickly, didn't it? That transformation
of
game style.
How competitive were and how much better did they look? So I reckon they've looked at the Richmonds and all that, you know, those top four teams and gone, we're going to stop playing slow footy. We're going to play fast footy. I reckon they probably play slow to protect their defence because they haven't got the tall defenders and they're worried about getting marked on by the opposition. So maybe that was the reason, but they threw caution to the wind second half of the year. They looked fantastic. I'm expecting to rise up the ladder. Will they get in the eight? Probably just miss, I think. But there's a lot of hope for the Swanee supporters out there.
A lot of hope. Different reading of that team to the one you did yesterday in North Melbourne. What did you make of that, Sauce?
I think he's nailed it. If I look at the area, they probably need to get some plays through. The worry is Ali going out, key defender. They've got a couple on their list that are maybe a year or two away. But to really make an impact next year, I think that's probably going to be an area that they might struggle in. So they would need to get either a young key defender coming through, which they may be able to do that through the national draft. Ruckman, I've no doubt if the rumours are right that Ali has got a contract offer to go to Port, they've got three sitting there, whether it's Lycett, Laddams or Hayes. So they would all be in the discussion. Which one they're going to choose, I'm unsure. But that would get them another ruckman through. And then also a key forward. I think Blakey should be a very, very good player, but he's not a big-bodied player. I think at times he tries to play as that big-body player. Yep. I'd still like to see someone like a Revolt type or even a Tom Lynch type that can still take those bigger type defenders and use their body, where I see Blakey's strength is his agility for such a big man. Now, we do have Buddy Franklin to come back into that team, but how much footy is he really going to play next year?
Hasn't played for 2 years effectively, has he?
They've got a young kid, Joel Armady, who's also could play as that forward ruck too, but Reed and Buddy can hold up for another couple of years, hopefully, but they need to bring a young bloke in there. And yeah, Blakey, you want playing through the midfield and with his kicking skills, he's the one who caused a lot of goals.
Their future looks great, particularly what they'll be able to do in this draft with their academy boys. And I wouldn't imagine they're going to be bidded before pick three. So they're getting the bonus there. And, you know, if they can do some smart trading, which generally the Swans do very, very well. They may solve that second ruckman spot, and they're not far away from really competing.
All right, Swan supporters, it's your time now to tell us what you make of Matty Rendell's list committeeing.